Hey guys, it's MazeMan112. We're back here with the Whiskey Bravo Squad, Episode 5. Here we have two special guests, Scared Turtles, you guys had seen before, and we have a new person. Yes, you guys' eyes are seeing you correctly. It is a girl. We have Make Me a Damn or Make Me a Damn Sandwich. You Make Me a Damn Sandwich. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about your YouTube channel and really why you're a gamer.
Okay. I started gaming because my boyfriend decided that it was time for me take the next level and pick up the Xbox 360 remote controller. And at first I had it upside down, I didn't know how to work it. But then he finally got me going and I'm very competitive. So I worked my ass off to learn how to beat his. And now that I'm better than him, I decided to make a YouTube account with all my videos. And what I get a lot because I'm a girl, first off it's you're fat, you better be on Weight Watchers, some other shit. And then it's why aren't you in the kitchen? Shouldn't you be making me a sandwich? A bunch of that. So I decided to make my YouTube channel, You Make Me a Damn Sandwich, because once that happens, I get revenge every game.
Hello?
Just revenge on everybody. They get really mad, and they usually leave or swear at me or send me off awful messages, but I just like the whole revenge portion of it.
Now, how does your boyfriend take you being better at video games than him?
Well, he's more of a PS3 guy. And he went to Xbox 360 because his friend did. And so he wasn't really used to it, but he was still better as I was. But I learned on it. So I think that's kind of an advantage for me. That's the only thing I've ever really known, except for, like, the Wii and, like, Nintendo. But
some of the more old-school stuff.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Now, and your stuff, what really do you kind of center your channel around? Are you going to be doing, like, tricks and tips? You're just going to be giving commentaries about, you know, issues that you're kind of going through or topics that kind of interest you?
I got to tell you guys, I love zombies more than multiplayer. I only have one zombies video up right now, though. But I really do love zombies, although I don't like the new transit, and I don't like Mob of the Dead. Don't get mad at me. I do not like it. But I do love Die-Rise. I want to put more videos of that up. Multiplayer is going to be everything because I'm always playing different things. And a lot of my friends like Search and Destroy. I hate Search and Destroy because I do not like dying and not coming back. But for their sake, I do it. And I've been getting better at it. So I guess a lot of Search and Destroy will be on there too.
All right. Since we're all, actually we have another guest on here, not very stealthy. You want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about your channel there, Mr. Grumpy Face?
Well, hold on. Well, I'm new to YouTube. I'm American, but I live in the UK, which, that's weird. And I make commentaries on many games, but mainly Black Ops. And sorry, I had to join late. My parents decided to come in the room and, well, troll me. So, yeah. That's all I got to say.
And what can viewers expect to see from your channel?
Well, they can expect to see COD commentaries, basically. Yeah.
Like tricks and tips, or just like topics?
Topics.
Just any kind of topics?
And Let's Plays.
And Let's Plays as well. I like to do the Let's Plays. They're kind of fun to do. They don't get a lot of views, but they're just fun to kind of go ahead and do. Let's go ahead and discuss the topic that, you know, we're all a Call of Duty kind of fanboys right now. And earlier this week, the Call of Duty Ghost, or Modern Warfare 4, as some of us had known it before, they kind of released the you know, the picture of it, and also with the release date. Are you guys excited about the new Call of Duty at all?
Yeah.
Well, Modern Warfare seems to always do the same stuff every time, so I hope they do something different.
Yeah.
I heard that you can, like, slide across the floor or something. If they did it, like, has anyone seen Medal of Honor Warfighter?
Yeah.
Anyone play the beta when that came out?
No, I actually have the game, though.
Yeah, if they did it, like, the multiplayer on that, I think that'd be pretty good. But COD style, of course.
Yeah.
See, I'm wondering if that's going to be a super hard mechanic to go ahead and get into the game to where it's not overpowered, where you don't have that, where you can't be shot while you're in the middle of the slide, or if it's just going to be something that's kind of a novelty, almost like the Dolphin Dive is now.
Yeah, you could basically be shot, but, like, in Medal of Honor, when you were running, if you, like, crouched while you were running, your guy would just slide, and then you could just use that to your advantage to slide into cover. I mean, I think that'd be pretty cool.
Gotcha. What really are your guys' expectations for the new Call of Duty? Is there something you guys really bugs you about all the Call of Duties right now, or is there something that really sticks out for you guys?
BS.
I'm actually kind of excited. I'm looking forward to maybe some new game modes in multiplayer, you know? Like, I liked Modern Warfare 3. They did the drop zone was pretty cool. The storyline is supposed to be like, you know, use current day weapons, but set be set in the future, which would be kind of cool to incorporate in a new game. Maybe, like, I'm also, like, really excited for the new, like, dynamic intro, and when you enter the, like, start the game off kind of thing, which would be kind of cool to see something that's never been done before. So it all depends, but I have a feeling that Ghosts will be a good game, just like any Call of Duty, any other Call of Duty, so.
I heard they are making this game with a new engine. How do you guys, how do you feel about that? Because they're pretty much using the same engine since Call of Duty 4, but they make it a little better every time, but now it's, I believe it's a completely new engine.
Ah, I haven't heard anything about the new engine, and that would be kind of
huge. I hope they get a new one.
Well, just because they've been using it, it's the Quake 3 engine that they've been using. It's a modified Quake 3, which is, what, about 10 years old now? Yeah. It would just seem like a very extensive effort to go ahead and make a new engine with the last, you know, kind of game on the new on this generation of consoles before moving on to the newer ones.
Do you know if Infinity War is doing it?
I do believe it's Infinity War. That probably is a good question.
Yeah, it should be.
How about you, Sandwich? Are you excited about this new Ghost, the new Modern Warfare?
Oh, man, you guys are going to hate me. The last Modern Warfare was disappointing me completely.
I agree.
And I am not excited for any upcoming ones at all. And I think that Call of Duty is starting to get, for lack of a better term, square. It's more arcade style. And, I mean, other than the campaign, obviously. But, like, multiplayer, all that. It's getting everything boxed in and just arcade. And nothing against it. I mean, it's fun for, like, a 10-minute game every once in a while. But things like Demolition, where it takes 20, 30 minutes for a game, real intense, that kind of stuff. I don't know.
I agree. I think they need to incorporate vehicles, like this in Battlefield 3, and maybe some more balance than just getting, like, kill streaks where you just fly in the air and blow up everyone for, like, 2 minutes straight. That's just not fun.
Yeah. And
for you it is.
It's bomb camping, but it's not really working too well. But they tried, and it failed.
Now, where did you guys all come in on the Call of Duty lifespan? Where did you guys come in early? I think Scared Turtles, you had
World
said you came
War.
In with Modern Warfare. World at War is when you came in. Punk Man, when did you come in?
I started playing Call of Duty back on number 2. And then I had number 3. I took a break for a while, and then I got back into Black Ops. So.
Okay, so almost a generation where you were playing on the PlayStation?
No, actually Xbox, dude. Xbox.
You're playing... Oh, you're playing the old ones on the Xbox 360?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Now, Sandwich, where did you go ahead and jump into the whole lifespan? When did you overtake your boyfriend here?
It was only Black Ops 1. I had a little taste of World at War with the zombie map they included, but it was just Black Ops 1. Amen.
Now, to go ahead and kind of touch on that, you know, kind of retrospective perspective we're kind of going on, what is your guys' favorite Call of Duty? Turtles?
For me, it's Black Ops 1, and it's probably because I'm best at Black Ops 1, but I like all the maps, I like almost all the guns, and there isn't a lot of bullshit like in Modern Warfare 2. You have second chance, but I don't really care about that. You can easily still kill an enemy. It really doesn't make that much difference, so Black Ops 1.
Black Ops 1? How about you, Sandwich? Which one's your favorite?
That's so difficult. This new map pack that you just gave out in this Black Ops 2 makes me really love it. This magma and this uprising was awesome. But I really miss all my old maps from Black Ops 1. So I'm just going to say Black Ops 1. I really love that. It was a good game.
How about you, Stealthy?
I'm probably going to say Black Ops 2, just because I liked the way the storyline was, where you're going to make your own choice, and I actually didn't realize how many different endings there were. So I rewinded the whole game just to get the Alex Mason lives. I think that was a big waste of time on my part. But also, I liked the multiplayer, the new, like, futuristic deal with the old maps from Black Ops 1. So, yeah.
Now, what about you, Mr. Punk Man? What's your favorite one? I think I've heard this answer before, though.
I gotta go with the Turtles and Sandwich. I like Black Ops, man, because I took a break after Call of Duty 3. I didn't play, you know, Modern Warfare 2 or Modern Warfare at all. But once I played Black Ops, I got pulled back in the vortex and got sucked back in, and I've been there since. So Black Ops 1's my favorite.
See, and my favorite is World at War. For some reason, World at War was just the kind of that sweet spot. It was the point in my life where I was in college, so all I had to do was go to college a couple hours, and then I sat home and played World at War nonstop for so many hours at night. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if what they would be willing to do for a map pack, especially late out into the lifespan of the game, is just to give us all of the Black Ops maps. Just put all the maps into like its own special little game mode. I would love to play the new game with the old maps. Would that be something you guys be interested in?
That'd be really cool, man, to actually think. But do you think...
Except from Hanoi. Hanoi's just not good. That's what I said.
Yeah, I agree. I think that'd be kind of cool to get a variation of a bunch of old maps and everything, like High Rise or...
That's kind of what they did with Firing Range, which I'm still happy about. And it's really cool.
Yeah, because... Yeah, Firing Range was one of my favorite maps in Black Ops 2. I'm glad they just kind of threw some new textures on it, made it look different, but it's basically the same map. And it's my favorite one so far, the Uprise, the map pack.
I kind of hope they do Firing Range 24/7, as well as Newtown, for the next map.
On the next Double XP weekend, do it all?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they need to... I'd love them to bring back... Do you guys remember Shipment in Modern Warfare, the original one?
Oh, God.
It was an absolute tiny map. You can't do it now because the score streaks are just too high, you know, as far as damage that they do. But I would like to see these tiny maps that were almost designed for those one-on-ones. Because I love the small maps. I don't like having to run around forever. I'm an objective-based player. But, okay, so let me go ahead and wrap up on this. Sandwich, you play on the Xbox then, right?
Of course.
All right. And then also, Stealthy, are you an Xbox or a PS3 person?
I'm Xbox, PS3, and PC, but I suck at both, so I just chill with Xbox. Mainly.
Xbox. All right, so we're swaying the numbers back towards the Xbox side. Before, it always seemed like I was the only one here who played the Xbox. You know, you guys are always leaving me out on my own. And a couple things that I wanted to go over kind of over is some gaming gear. Now, we all know, you know, our basic kind of, you know, what kind of controllers or anything you guys are using, our headsets. Is there any kind of gaming gear that you guys cannot play without? Let's go ahead and start with you, Turtles.
Not really. I have a headset with stereo sound.
Yeah, your Sony 7.1s, right?
Yeah, that one. But I can easily play without, and I don't have a SCUF controller or FPS freaks or anything like that, so I'm pretty normal in that area.
Okay. What about you, Sandwich? You got any kind of controller that you love or a headset? You play with the headset?
Actually, yeah, we just got these Turtle Beaches. I don't know. They have an XP on the side. I didn't buy them. Pay off them. And these really awesome things. And everyone always talks about Turtle Beaches. And so I was kind of excited. And when I put it in, it was all staticky, and it wasn't hooking up right. So we resold those. Got a new pair. They're all octagon shaped, and they're not really doing too well either. I just like using the stereo system. We have like a 50-inch TV. I'm good with the noise from that.
Oh, see, I am definitely an advocate for the headsets. It seems like as each generation or each, you know, game comes out, the headsets mean less and less. But before, you could hear somebody from like halfway across the map if you had a headset.
Yeah.
Stealthy, is there equipment that you could not live without?
In terms of gaming, well, of course, the controller.
Is there a special controller you use? No?
I think it's my cutout, dude.
Oh, people probably yanked on it. All right, what about you, Mr. Punkman? Is there a certain,
I got to run my P11s, dude. You know, my Turtle Beaches for my PS3. And then, obviously, I play with the Control Freaks. I love these things, man. So definitely, I can't play without Control Freaks. I need them. They just really do help with your aiming and your sensitivity level and everything like that. So,
yeah, I've been thinking about trying to get some Control Freaks because, really, I guess that's kind of all I don't have at this point in time. Have you guys ever played with a SCUF controller?
Yes.
Oh, I never have. No.
You have never played with a SCUF controller. Do you guys know what the SCUF controller is? Turtles, you said you played with one before.
Yeah.
They like really beast gaming controllers.
Yes, they are super expensive. I have one right here. I don't know if you guys can see this on the back. You see how it's got little paddles on the back right here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you use this for your jump, and you've heard of people playing with the claw, right? Where they kind of do their hand on the side like this. It basically gives you the ability to play with the claw without actually needing, you know, to move your hand, so you have these buttons on the back where you can go ahead and use. And they're super expensive. This is like a $125 controller. But there's no way I could play without it anymore. The whole thing is, you can only use them for, you know, first-person shooters. They have let's see if I can show you guys here, these trigger stops right here. So you can only hit so far before it stops. So it really cuts down on your motion. Where did you get to use one at, Scared Turtles?
I got to use one at the event. What's his name? The manager of Furiko. He was at the event too, and he had a special Furiko controller, and I got to use it for a match. And I really like it. The jumping is really easy if you're trying to halo jump around corners and stuff like that. So I really like it, but I'm not gonna buy one since the PS4 is almost out and the PS3 controllers don't work with the PlayStation 4. So
what the hell is that?
My cat. Sorry.
Oh, all I see is the tail. I'm like, is that a fucking snake? She's I thought you were all like, she's getting attacked by a snake and just playing it off like it's not shit. Like, what the fuck?
That's funny.
Yeah, and I mean, so you guys really aren't huge into your actual gaming accessories, just kind of playing with your headset, controller that you kind of like. I feel like this is one of those industries that is just absolutely booming. You know, 5 years ago, you couldn't go to Best Buy and you'd have like two different, you know, sets of headsets. Now you go down there, they have an entire row of just headsets. You guys notice that? You guys been there to look at those lately?
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta say that I think for my situation, you need to get down before I get to. Okay. For my situation, Pat has his own TV next to me that he usually brings out. So it's easier for us to have it come through the speakers or through the stereo system because we can talk back and forth. It happens with the headset as well, but it's difficult because I can see him talking and then a second later I hear him talking. So easier.
Yeah, that's the worst part about like playing with someone in the same room that they're online is that little half-second delay in the voice. It just drives you freaking crazy.
Yeah, especially with our internet.
So see, I see. Now, have you guys played any Battlefield? I know most of us are just kind of Call of Duty kind of guys. You're all about the Battlefield. Are you really excited for Battlefield 4?
I definitely am. If anyone, I had a channel before, and I did something called C4 Football, and that got uploaded by $2 and GameSpro and everyone. So it went viral, but then my channel basically died because I was a retard and I didn't upload much. But yeah, I'm definitely a big Battlefield fan, and I'm ready for Battlefield 4.
Are any of you guys other Battlefield players at all?
I've played Battlefield 3. I got it free after buying SimCity, which was a huge mistake. But
yeah, fuck EA.
I played online and I absolutely got destroyed. So I was done with it.
Yeah, it's pretty hard.
I tried it for maybe like a week. The maps are so big. I just didn't know what to do with it. So
I think it's better than COD if you know how to play it right. You can't just rush out in the middle because you just get slaughtered by everybody.
But yeah,
I tend to stick in helicopters.
I think it takes a little more skill to play Battlefield than Call of Duty.
Personally. Definitely, yeah.
To me, I think they're two different games. And I know they're both first-person shooters, but they're almost two different genres, where Battlefield is more of a realistic shooter.
Yeah.
You need to be more strategic about everything you're doing, or it's just not going to last very long. And you know, that's not always the case in all of them. Sorry, I had to. And you know, Modern Warfare or Call of Duty, they're just super fast tempo, almost like more of an arcade style that people want to see. And that's why I feel like there's, you know, almost two different type of games. To go ahead and jump into it, what other games are you guys playing right now? Nobody? No other
games? Okay, I'll start, because we all pretty much know. I just got into StarCraft 2. I know it's been out for like a year, but we just kind of found it the other day, and I was like, I'll start playing with it. And I seem to be doing pretty well. I've won every match so far, so I feel pretty good about myself.
You've won every StarCraft match?
Yeah.
How many have you played?
I think I'm going on 10 right now. It's not a lot, but I've won them all, so.
Now, have you guys... Go ahead, Mr. Punkman.
Sorry, man. So when you play StarCraft, is it kind of like a first-person shooter? What kind of game is that? I've never really seen it or played it before.
It's a real-time strategy.
Yeah, it's like a... kind of like a 2D game. Like, you're looking down at everything you're making, and you have a limit to how many people that you can have, and all these pylons, and all this crazy stuff. I mean, I don't know how to say it. It's Protoss or Protoss or whatever it is, but that's what I pick. You can also be a Zerg or a human, but I prefer to be the... awesome alien. Anyway, I don't know. It's really cool.
Do you play that on Xbox or PC?
Oh, on the computer. On the computer. Yeah. I play that Diablo and what was the other one? Cat plays World of War on there. So
that's cool.
Did you guys ever get into any of those time real time strategies like World at War or League of Legends or StarCraft at all? Anybody?
I've played a lot of Age of Empires, that's real-time strategy. And what's the other name? Command & Conquer, I've played that.
Oh, okay, I remember some old-school Command & Conquer way back in the day. When World of Warcraft, or WoW, or whatever you want to call it, used to be more like StarCraft is now, and now it's more of, you know, using an avatar and all that kind of stuff. But it used to be like that top-down view where you're creating, you know, orcs and stuff to go kill these people. And it's one of those games... It's almost, I don't want to say it's in the Minecraft genre, but it's one of those games that doesn't look very interesting. There's this, it's super complex, but you just get completely wrapped into it where next thing you know, you look up and it's been like 3 hours and you're still on the same battle. And, you know, like I said, I'm actually getting ready to start playing some League of Legends. Did you get that on Steam or did you buy it separately?
Who are you talking to?
Sandwich.
Oh. The only thing I have through Steam right now is Team Fortress. I think that's the only thing. Yeah, I just bought the game at the store and put it right on there.
As I say, because that's absolutely like huge in South Korea. They actually fill like stadiums for people to watch the StarCraft events.
I know, that's crazy.
It's nuts, yeah. It used to be, I think it still is the number one game in the world. I think it overtook WoW.
It's awesome, it should be.
I think I might wind up diving into it. Now, does everybody here play some PC gaming then? Mr. Punkman, I know you have a PC that you're getting ready to do some gaming on. Do you download any games yet? Steam or anything?
No, actually, well, you know I play Doom, but I want to get Doom 3 for PC, but I don't think my laptop will carry the graphics and stuff. But speaking earlier, I do have Red Alert that I play from time to time. I bought the... like combo pack at Walmart for $20 includes all the Command and Conquerors and everything, and I am a big fan of that, but I don't know how to go about recording the gameplay from my PC and stuff, but if I figure that out, maybe I might bring a throwback series in Red Alert or something.
As I say, there's a couple different you know, programs you can use. There's Fraps, a lot of people have heard of Fraps. Mm-hmm. And then what I use is actually called Bandicam that I use, and it pretty much just screen captured, you know, stuff, and then you kind of use your webcam to capture your face or whatever you want to do.
Is it like a pay service or is it free to use? Or?
Well, with the Bandicam, there is a free side of it, but if you, I think with Fraps is as well, a lot of the free ones you can only do 10 minutes of video. That's your max video length is 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go over that, you'll have to buy it. It's like most of them are like $20 to $30.
They'll put their logo on it, so
yeah.
The only thing about those games is like they can go for like, you know, 15-20 minutes easily, so kind of
sucks.
Yeah, yeah. And then also
you can download Fraps pretty easily, the full version. It's kind of a correct version, but I can send it to you if you want.
Cool, thanks Turtles.
Yeah.
It kinda sucks though for FPS. You can get I think DX Story. I haven't really used it much, but I've heard that's meant to be better than Fraps. I don't know, so.
Yeah, I've kind of heard that Fraps has issues with high frame rate. So if you're someone that likes to run something at like 120 frames, Fraps has a real big issue of keeping up with that. But I don't run anything at that fast, and I really don't play a lot of that kind of stuff. But if you're interested to see if you can run like Doom 3 on your PC, there's a website, and it's actually called Will It Run It, I think is what it's called. Mm-hmm. And you just kind of put in your PC specs in it, or your computer specs, and it'll let you know if it'll run that game.
Used it. Can you run it? Yeah.
Can you run it?
There's like a detection feature too, and it'll just do it for you. But your laptop starts going, or your computer will start going crazy for a minute. So.
That's cool. Thanks.
Yeah, and I mean, you definitely try getting that Steam account. I actually just got a game yesterday. I've been trying to get my wife to play video games more often. One of those things that we can do together. Also, another reason for her to stop bitching at me that I'm playing video games, because she's sitting next to me. You know, everything's good. And like you guys know, she works in the health field. We both work in the health field. So I downloaded that Surgeon Simulator. Have you guys seen anybody playing the Surgeon Simulator at all?
Oh, God, yeah.
I thought Toby playing it, dude. It's pretty funny.
I'm thinking about trying it, but it looks extremely hard. I just end up, like, breaking the rib cage or something.
Well, that's the whole thing, and it is extremely hard just to figure out how to maneuver your hand, how to move your fingers and everything. But the whole thing is, my wife is medically trained, so she wants to do all the correct things to get to this type of stuff, you know. Well, no, you should be using a rib separator here, and there's not one available. And she's like, I'm not supposed to be hammering it out and all this kind of stuff, and she's worried about putting the pieces back together. And I'm like, no, Heather, all you got to do is take out the heart and throw the new one in there, and you're good. I mean, there's no sutures involved, you know. You don't have to clamp anything. Everything's good. And, it's kind of fun. I played it for about, 45 minutes yesterday. But last night, I definitely was the first time in a week, actually, I got to do some real grinding on my Call of Duty. So it was kind of fun. Besides, we kept fucking losing last night. I'd get the swarm, and we'd lose by, like, 2 and 3 every fucking time.
So you guys got a swarm?
Yeah, I don't run the swarms very often. I try to run stuff that I know that I'm going to get every other life or so.
I'd say the highest streak I've ever gotten would be the Stealth Chopper.
Stealth Chopper, huh? I had a couple of times yesterday where I get the swarm right as the game ends. I had a couple of pretty good fails where I had this guy. Yeah, or I have a guy snipe me from across the map, like quickscope me, when I'm like literally like an assist away from my swarm. And it was just like, you son of a bitch. It just seemed like last night I had a lot of lobbies that I was into where no one wanted to play the objective, and that's one of my giant pet peeves. Do you guys have some giant pet peeves when you guys are playing? Mr. Punkman, you got big pet peeves, something that pisses you off?
Yeah, man. I don't know. When I play, I get so irritated. Turtle could answer this for me. Like, when I play and I get killed by a fucking pistol, dude, like that, or that just annoys the shit out of me so bad. And especially when you're playing domination, like we had a guy running with a riot shield and a pistol, and he would just own bitches, dude, and it was just so wrong. I mean, I get so irritated. But obviously, not playing the objective with other teammates, I mean, that gets annoying as well.
How about you, Stealthy? You got something that really pisses you off when you're playing?
Trick shotters or quickscopers, montage makers, whatever. I just hate getting quickscoped. I used to do it myself, trick-shotting and all that, and it's so, everyone, swag, YOLO, they're all like 12 years old, they're just so annoying, getting killed by little quickscopers.
Now, I think, Sandwich, you quickscope, don't you?
I mean, I did yesterday for like the first time I ever was.
I was gonna say, I think I've seen some gameplay with you quickscoping.
Okay.
small dosages of quickscoping are okay, but not when you have a whole party quickscoping you, doing 360s and all. That's just, I hate it.
I got two pet peeves, two of them, all right? One is when a whole team comes in with ballistic knives and riot shield and just whoops your ass, okay? So you just don't think that a ballistic knife versus a scorpion, you know? That pisses me off when they come in and defeat with not guns of any sort. And I also hate when people, there's a term for it, I don't know what it's called, but when they start shooting at you, but they lay down immediately.
Drop shot.
Shit. Fuck that.
Yeah, I did myself. Everyone does that.
I'm a drop shotter as well. Turtles, what really pisses you off?
There are two things. The first one is people with headsets on who play really loud music.
Oh, yeah.
And the second one, I play a lot of league play. And a lot of people seem to quit out of games, and there was one game yesterday, Capture the Flag, the first round was 3 versus 2, and I had two teammates who quit out because they thought, oh, we're going to lose it anyway, and then you're stuck with one other guy, and if you quit out, you have 5 minutes probation time, and you get a loss anyway, so I really hate that.
You know, that's part of the reason why I quit playing the league play. I was really enjoying the league play, you know, trying to get up to that master level. And fucking people back out all the time, and it just didn't make sense. Sometimes you'd lose a match against a full team, and you lose like 130 points, and then you win a match against like pretty much the same team, and you'd win 10. And it's like, you know what? Screw this. I'm not going through this anymore. But kind of go ahead and speaking of that, since you don't drop shot, I'm going to guess, do you guys play with the tactical layout, or do you guys just go ahead and play with your standard layout?
I used to drop shot on a default, but I realized that tactical is better because after I started playing Battlefield and Halo, I mean, they're all the same with the crouch button or in the same direction, so that's why I use tactical now. It's really easy.
Punkman, you use tactical?
I'm not going to lie, dude. I've tried to change over, but I just can't. I can't do it. I want to learn how to drop shot so bad, but I play standard, and... When you drop shot, when you come up with somebody that's drop shotting, you'll get your ass kicked every time, dude. So I wish I could do it, but I can't.
Try to do it on default.
Yeah,
it's a little bit slower.
That's what I learned on default.
Yeah, it's a little bit slower on default. And the whole thing is, you just gotta stick with going to tactical long enough that it fucks up you going back to normal.
I get irritated so easily, man. So I just can't. I don't like change like that.
If you start playing games like.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
I started drop shotting in Black Ops 1, and what I used to do is I just did a custom game with lots of bots, put them on easy, and just drop shot every time I see an enemy, and after a while you learn it pretty fast. So you can try and do that.
Cool. A sandwich? You just go standard layout?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, yeah, if I do anything crazy, it's going from corner to corner. One of those bitches.
Now, we lost her. Sensitivity. What sensitivity do you guys play on? Do you guys ramp your sensitivity up?
About 8. I used to play on 10, but I don't know how I did that. That was back in my swag YOLO trick shot days, but now I run on 8. 7, I think.
8 turtles? What do you run on?
I used to play on 10 too, but one of my friends was playing on 3. And he had an amazing accuracy, so I tried reducing my sensitivity, and I'm playing on 6 now, and I found that this is the best for me. I have the best accuracy on 6.
He was playing on 3?
Yeah. I don't know how he does it, but...
Shit, I'm guessing he didn't know how to change it? Or...
He had to know how to change it, because it doesn't default that low.
Like, I hate it, because if somebody shoots behind you, there's no way you can get them. You're just going to be slowly spinning around, and then you'll die halfway around.
It does help it helps with your recoil when you go that low. But yeah, as far as you're being able to turn on anyone, you're absolutely fucked at a 3.
Yeah.
Punk man, what do you run on?
I played 8, man.
You run at an 8?
Little bit moving up, but I tried going 9-10, it's just a little too much, but I've just been using 8 for a long time and that's what I'm used to.
See, and I actually kind of adjust it according to what weapon I'm using. If I'm gonna be in that kind of close quarters, I tend to turn my sensitivity up a little bit. If I'm gonna be in farther. If I'm using an AR, I go with the 6. But what really pisses me off is the quickscopers. They, you know, throw their sensitivity up to 12, you know, as high as you mm-hmm. can now, and then they kind of let the auto aim kind of take over for them, and then just kind of swipe it towards you, and you're fucking dead. And I hate quickscopers. I also hate ghosts.
12? 12 sensitivities?
Yeah, that's what goes up. It used to be 10, and with Black Ops 2, they bumped it all the way up to 12.
I didn't even know there was 12.
Isn't that 14?
Oh my god. 14?
Is it 14 now?
I'm done.
I think it's 4.
All right. That was awkward.
What's up, host?
We just got trolled.
I can't hear him. Can you guys hear him?
Yeah, dude, you're talking on mute, and you lost your banner and everything.
What the fuck?
There we go.
I get some kind of error message.
Technical difficulties.
Some error message telling me, hey, you're about to get booted the fuck off.
Why? So
I have no clue.
Yeah, and when I was trying to show what I use for gaming, it's like, hey, we hear you typing on your keyboard. Let's mute your mic. I don't remember typing, but all right.
What? All right. Should be okay. Good. What were we guys talking about? I'm sorry.
We lost turtles, but it's cool.
Oh, we lost turtles now.
See? Fucking love this shit.
I just got
Should we go to a new topic?
Well, yeah, because I kind of forgot what the fuck we're even talking about, I guess.
It's a good idea to edit this out.
Sensitivity.
You can't edit this out. Anyways, no, it's live, man. Just post straight from here.
We are playing, talking about sensitivities and control settings and stuff like that, so.
Yeah, well, fuck that. We'll move on, right?
All right. All right, it's cool.
Right. We'll go ahead. And, next topic I wanted to go ahead and talk to you guys was something that we went out for lunch at work or whatever, and we were kind of talking about the issue of ghosts and believing in ghosts. And I want to know what your guys' feelings on this are. Is Turtles go ahead and rejoins us here after whatever the fuck fucks up. And I want to know, do you guys believe in ghosts? And tell me a little bit if you guys have any kind of ghost stories or anything like that. We'll go ahead and start out with you, Mr. Punkman.
I actually, when the game first came out, you know, everyone was using UAV, so you had to kind of run ghosts for a while. But now, at this time, I really don't use it. Personally, I just think it's a good way to learn the maps if you're new to the game.
No,
but
no, I mean, like, spiritual ghosts.
I was thinking you said that too. I'm like, wait a minute. How can I be
like, ooh, ghosts, yeah, spiritual ghosts.
No, I've never actually had an encounter with a ghost, I guess, you could say. But I don't want to, because that stuff would scare the shit out of me, to be honest. But hopefully that I don't come in contact with a ghost anytime soon.
I think one time on my Xbox, I heard someone, like, turn the handle on my door, and, like, usually I just jump and turn around, this is, like, late at night, and nothing happened. Like, I looked outside my room at all. Now, I don't know if that's just, since it was, like, 2 in the morning, my mind was playing tricks on me, or if a ghost was just trying to troll me, but I don't know. That was scary as hell.
I bet it's a ghost.
How about you, Sandwich? You have any ghost stories, ghost encounters?
I don't know. I have cats, so I don't really know.
What's the guy do with fucking ghost?
The cats will make some weird noises. You ever had a cat? I mean,
yeah.
They do some serious shit in the middle of the night. You're like, what the hell are you doing at 4 o'clock in the morning?
That's the whole thing. We used to have like motion sensors at the house and kind of have to turn them off with the cat. Stupid ass cat.
I remember when I was a little kid, I went downstairs because I thought my parents were still up in the garage where they used to smoke. And I opened up the door, and the alarm went off, and I started screaming. My dad, like, stormed down the stairs, and, like, the banister broke, and he almost fell down. That was good times, good times.
How about you, Turtles? You got any kind of ghost stories? You're there in Europe. You got some old history there in Europe. You got to have some ghosts and shit.
I've never seen a ghost. I've been to a lot of, old school castles where they tell you all these different ghost stories because there were ghosts there or whatever, but I haven't seen one.
Yeah, and I'm kind of in the same ballpark because I don't have any good stories. I guess if I bring up a topic, I should probably have some kind of good story. You know, there's been times where you think you hear something or anything else, but then you just kind of have to convince yourself that you're just a pussy anyways, and that's all it kind of is. You're just a little scared about little, you know, sissy creaks and crap like that. Now, what about aliens? Do you guys believe in aliens at all? We're going to go back to you, Mr. Punk. Man, you got that little bit of grin.
I guess, man. I've never encountered an alien or anything like that. But I remember one time, it's a couple years back, I think like 2006, when they had those Phoenix lights, those red lights over the state of Arizona. There was a big hoopla about that. I didn't see it happen, but I have to believe that there's some kind of life form out there, you know, in the universe kind of thing, so in space.
I mean, there could be aliens, but I don't think they're going to, like, run in on one of the big circle spaceship and blow us up. I mean, maybe it's just, like he said, like a different life type that we haven't discovered, and they probably haven't discovered us or something like that. I don't know.
Sandwich, right. Go ahead.
I tell you guys, I'm not, like, into aliens or anything like that, but Dark Skies scared the shit out of me. And it was one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life, but I could not sleep that night. Anyway, we can't be the only ones here. There's no way. There's absolutely no way. But I don't think that they be here to anal probe us or do that weird shit.
Maybe that's just how they say hello. We don't know that. We don't know that. Turtles, what are your feelings with aliens?
I don't really believe in aliens. There might be some sort of life form, maybe a plant or some bacteria, but I don't think they're like green guys with huge eyes and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a mathematical probability that there would have to be some form of life somewhere else out there. And even if you say, well, it's a 1 in a million chance. Well, there's over a million different stars and planets and all that kind of stuff. But I don't think it's going to be what we think of as a life form. Like you said, you know, the big ass eyes and the big giant head and the, you know, skinny little body. It's probably some bacteria or anything like that. And I'm just kind of interested if in our lifetime we'll have anything kind of like that, because I know we're constantly throwing signals out there waiting for, you know, something to come back, anything like that. And but I have a brother-in-law who's absolutely convinced that they're aliens and that they're kind of walking among us. And if you guys seen the History Channel, they did this special called Ancient Aliens. Have you guys ever seen that at all?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
Yes. They kind of go back through all these, you know, old civilizations and kind of, you know, point out and hide their hieroglyphics have, you know, this is a spaceman going up in a rocket. He absolutely lives and dies by this show. And, you know, every time you talk to him, that's all he wants to preach about is, you know, aliens and how it's, you have to be, you know, more, we're not alone, we're not alone. You guys have any kind of siblings that are just kind of over the top, kind of like that?
No.
No? You guys are all a bunch of...
I'm from New York originally, but I moved here to Oklahoma. Weird story. Anyway.
Yeah, why the fuck would you do that?
My teacher in New York, he was set on... you know, extra credit for going to alien talks and some serious shit. He was abducted. He was in, like, the newspaper and had all this shit around the school about how, you know, we protect ourselves against aliens. And he was an anthropology teacher. And that was, like, my freshman year in college. And he, like, scared the shit out of me about aliens. And it was awful. I mean, half the lectures were just about aliens and we're just talking about anthropology stuff. So there are some people like that all over the place.
I took an anthropology class, and I think it's just the professors in that kind of area tend to be a little bit not so, you know, sane. They tend to be a little bit crazy, and I think it's just, you know, the school just says, it's anthropology. We can't help it. They're all this way. And, you know what I mean? Yeah, you guys have some of those crazy teachers like that. So let's go ahead and kind of change the topic a little bit. I did that dolphin dive. I don't know if you guys seen it or not. I did a dolphin dive into a kiddie pool full of flour. Right?
Just watched that today. That was pretty cool. I like the replay of you falling into it 100 times.
So I did this dolphin dive. I had planned it for hitting 500 subscribers. And I also hit 50,000 channel views, like, back-to-back days. So, holy, like, shit. Perfect. And then it starts raining, like, nonstop. So I'm like, well, I can't put any videos until I do this. So I do it, and I have decent allergies. I'm taking, like, allergy shots now. And I could not breathe for, like, a day and a half because of all this flour that I inhaled. And have you guys ever done anything like that, or is it something stupid for no damn reason and you wind up paying for it for days after it? You guys have any good stories or anything like that? Anybody?
I jumped off a bridge one time with a couple of my friends. We decided it was okay to jump off a bridge that was legally broken and not supposed to be jumped off of, but we were like 16. So we jumped off it, and I think that our asses were red for a week afterwards. It was so high.
How high was it?
Oh, I'm going to say like 30 feet up. We just dove in ass first.
And why didn't you do, like, the pencil dive? What, you just, like, sat in the water then?
Yeah.
We cannonballed because it was a
bear. Oh. Why would you cannonball from that high up?
It's just telling them you like living.
Yeah. Why don't you just belly flop? Yeah. Now, a guy wouldn't be able to do a cannonball from that height because he'd be really paying for it as soon as his nuts hit that water.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I guess girls wouldn't have to worry about that as much, but as a guy, you're like, fuck no, I ain't doing that. That's fucking stupid, you know?
Yeah.
You guys ever have any kind of crazy stories, any stupid shit that you guys kind of did?
Nope.
Stupid
shit. I picked up a scorpion one really time stupid. When I was a kid, and, you know, I knew it was venomous. I knew it could sting me, but I didn't give a fuck. I still picked it up, and it stung me twice. And I was numb for 2 days, dude, so...
Dude, didn't you have to, like, cut off your arm or some shit?
No, because, like, it depends. I went to the ER room because of the venom and everything, but they said they couldn't do nothing for me. So pretty much it just go away on its own. But you know, like, when your leg goes to sleep, how it's, like, tingly and numb like that? My entire body felt like that for 2 days because of the venom and shit, so...
Our teacher is telling us that, you know, if you get bit by one of those, you pretty much will die unless you, like, wrap up your arm and then, like, you know, cut off the blood and all that, so...
A scorpion?
Yeah. They can kill you with one little... And I think the smaller they are, the more deadly they are.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Yeah, but they're not very big to begin with. I mean, even the bigger scorpions aren't giant. Yeah. But yeah, the smaller they say.
Yeah, we have a shitload of them out here in Arizona, so...
Where I used to live. Yeah, we had scorpions where I used to live, and I used to, like, be scared as shit. I'm scared of a bee. I got stung by a bee, and I just ran back to my house. Started banging on the door. So, I mean, scorpions, oh, God.
Got stung by a bee, and you started crying. Can't mind a scorpion, huh?
Yeah.
So another thing I want to go ahead and talk about was one of us here decided that they would go ahead and eat a bunch of fucking baby food and kind of be blindfolded about it and have his wife feed him some baby food. I don't know if they're living some kind of fetish out or anything like that or at what point they stopped cutting or, you know, that we actually see on this film. And my first question is, one, were you wearing a giant diaper during this event?
Me? No, I wasn't wearing a diaper, man. It's kind of like a last-minute thing. My wife, she knows I do YouTube and everything, and I think now she wants to kind of get, like, involved with it. That's the kind of vibe I'm getting from her. And it was her idea, so I decided to give it a shot. And it turned out pretty freaking gross, man. Like, I don't recommend eating baby food at all, unless you have to.
I remember it being awesome. That
I don't remember eating baby food growing up. I don't ever recall eating it growing up. But
how do you remember eating baby food? How old were you when you were eating baby food?
I don't know. I have a good memory. I just remember everything. My parents always ask me that. How do you remember everything?
But I think they say the average human can only remember stuff that happened after the age of 4.
No, I can't remember, during 4. So I think I stopped at, 4. I like that forever, baby food.
He was, in the womb, and he remembered being in there.
He's in junior high, junior high, unpacking his lunch. He's got a can of, applesauce.
It was fucking gross, though, dude. It was nasty.
Oh, I always hated applesauce. That's disgusting.
Applesauce is good, man. And I just kind of hit home with me because, like I said, I have a 6-month-old daughter, and we're just now getting to that point where we're starting to do baby food stuff. But of course, I got my my wife's watching this Modern Mom or something like this on YouTube, and she's all against buying that baby product shit on the shelf, so she's making her own baby food all the time, and she seems to love the baby food, man. I don't know how the kids . Butternut squash, she goes to town on that shit. Like, fuck yeah, you can't feed her fast enough, you know?
Well, dude, if you buy it in the can and you feed it to your daughter, try some, dude. Let me know what you think about it.
I tried some of the pears that my wife had made, and it tastes just like pears.
Pear one I had tasted pretty good. I ate that one later.
Yeah, what was the meat one?
It was like meat, pineapple, apples, and potato, dude, all in one little can. It was so freaking gross, dude.
Why would you mix all those at one?
I didn't make it. I don't know, but my wife chose it out, and it was gross. So,
so spinning off from that question, I want to know, what is the grossest thing you guys have ever eaten? Turtles? What was the grossest thing you've ever eaten?
I was once at a restaurant. I don't know what kind of restaurant it was. I think it was Greek, and I ate some sort of fish eggs. It wasn't caviar. It was something else, but it was pretty gross.
Now, is this before or after the male fish put its sperm all over it? maybe that's why. You probably should have had it before that point, and it wouldn't have been so gross.
It was pretty white. Nice.
Was it salty turtles?
Oh, my God. All
right, Sandwich, you got something gross that you've eaten?
For one of my college courses of Spanish, we went to see this ballet thing, these guys dancing, whatever else, real tight clothes. Anyway, so afterwards, we met all the Spanish guys, and they were all, speaking their thing, doing their stuff, we're talking to them, and they took us to a restaurant afterwards, a very ethnic place, and they said that they would order for us. And we said, that's original. So we tried it. The first plate, I don't know what the hell was on it. It looked like, I like seafood, I like squid, but this looks like some sort of huge squid, dead, burned leg on top of rice and some broccoli. And so we ate it, and it was awful. And then for dessert, he made us eat flan, which is, if you've ever had it, is the most disgusting thing in the world.
You don't like flan? Really?
That's nice.
No,
it's good.
Flan is amazing.
Oh, what is it?
It's like a jellyish vanilla caramel flavored thing.
I am Mexican and I can appreciate flan to the 10th power. It's so good.
No.
You know, they probably ordered this shit and be like, let's see if they actually eat this shit or not.
Oh, it's so good.
Get the nasty shit out of there.
I bet they have not... secret camera.
How about you, Stealthy? You got something nasty that you decided you wanted to go ahead and mow down on?
Me?
Yeah, you're Stealthy.
Oh my god, I'm zoned out. I was saying that. No, not me.
Nothing?
Not Punk man?
Yeah, actually, one time, dude, we went to Mexico, like deep Mexico. Like an hour from Mexico City, dude. Some little place called Monterey, and we went to a restaurant down there. And I guess they eat goat. Goat's like a delicacy down there. And so my family ordered like this goat meal thing, and it came like already prepared. So there was like this tube-like substance that was packed full of meat. I was like, all right, so you can make tacos whatever you want out of it. So I started cutting these fucking tubes up of meat and putting in tacos and like, you know, cheese, lettuce, tomato. I was like chowing down on it. I didn't know it was goat until I asked. But that tube was the intestines of the goat, full of like liver, heart, and everything, like organs, dude. Oh. Yeah. And I ate it like two of those tacos, and I was like, well, shit, I already ate it, so it was pretty good. I just kept eating it more and more of it, dude. But I mean, that was pretty gross to me.
Yeah, I don't know how you eat the food in Mexico. I went to Cancun, and this was my senior year spring break, and that's actually where I met my wife, which is a whole different story. But I could not eat the food. I couldn't eat shit there. The only thing I could eat was Pizza Hut.
Really? Why not?
Yeah.
You just get sick or?
Yeah, I guess, you know, I'm just truly Americanized. I don't venture out too much into what I actually eat here, you know. It's pretty much the same standard stuff. I kind of like to have that strict regimen kind of going on. Yeah. And we went there, and I tried some of the food, and it was just like, how do people eat this on a regular basis? And we were at, like, you know, the resorts there, so it's even, like, better than the food that's on the street. And, yeah, we had pizza every fucking night.
I love it.
Yeah, the only thing we could eat. As far as, like, gross things I've actually eaten, it's probably not real food. I used to eat, like, anything, especially... You know, I played a lot of sports in high school, whatever, and we would always go out to eat, like, after something. And I never had any money. I was a broke ass. So I would always eat strange things for a couple bucks to be able to, you know, to get some, you know, burger or whatever at the Wendy's or something like that. So I've eaten moss and, like, these big-ass burrs that would be on the bottom of people's cleats and shit like that. I would just eat anything just for a couple bucks, which is kind of pathetic. Dog bones. I eat lots of dog bones. you know, hey, you know, you need treats? Treat, right?
Yeah. Anyone tried a dog treat?
Like, what kind of dog treat? I guess we'd have this meme a little bit more specific on there.
Oh, I have no clue, but I tried one time, and I wish I never tried a dog treat.
Yeah,
I tried one. I liked it.
You liked it?
What?
Liked
it?
That's dude, pretty good.
That shouldn't even be classified as a treat. What is that? It's disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, have you guys ever heard the story of this guy? He decided that he was going to try eating nothing but, you know, food at its simplest state. You know, like dogs, you have dog food. You pour it in the bowl. It's the same thing day after day. And he wanted to figure out what he could eat so he didn't have to worry about what he was going to make. He just poured himself a bowl of these pellets or whatever. And the closest thing he could get was the things that they feed chimpanzees in zoos. So they're like these chimp pellets, right? And it's got all its nutrients kind of packed in here and everything like that. And he was going to go ahead and film all this and make a documentary on it. And he said after about 5 days he wanted to kill everybody that he seen having food. He's like, it makes you absolutely insane to watch these people going down the, you know, with a pop, just like a regular pop, and how his first instinct was to go over there and murder the person so he could have their pop. And he's like, just to let you guys know, this is the stuff we're giving to the animals in the zoos, you know, to go ahead and quench their, you know, their hunger. And all it does is really kind of piss them off and make them want food even more. And I just thought it was kind of interesting that you don't have this, like, super food that people could just eat, like, in pellet form and not have to worry about anything else. Do you guys think that we'll ever see anything like that in the future?
Like space food?
Almost like space food, but space food is basically just, like, dehydrated food. But more like just, like, pellets. Just almost like dog food for humans.
Like eating vitamins.
Yep, that's all you do is eat a couple of these pellets every day and that's it. You guys ever think we'll have anything like that?
I think that'd be too boring to do that. As a, like a maybe like if you're gonna go do sports or something. Well, having that as like your whole lifetime, just eating little like pellets, that's just You'd want some pizza or something.
Yeah, but also you're going to have the camp that I got better shit to do than spend time eating, right?
Yeah, but come on. You're going to miss the taste of pizza, unless they can put that in the little things.
Yeah, they might. You know, you might have pizza-flavored pellets or chicken-flavored pellets or steak or anything like that or vegan.
I think I'll take baby food any day over pellet food, man.
So you don't think it's going to happen, huh? What about you, Sandwich? You ever think anything like that could happen in the future?
Cloudy with a chance of meatballs. That's what doesn't happen.
That book.
The movie sucked. The book was actually good. The movie sucked.
Oops, that was loud.
You didn't like that movie?
I liked it. Yeah, I liked a lot of the movies. I just hate people that are like, oh, the book was better.
I guess they're both kids' books or not. But is there, like, a kid's movie that you guys find yourself watching still to this day that you still, like, kind of hits you at, you know, your heartstrings or whatever? Something that you're still watching? Something you might be a little embarrassed to admit that you still watch this kid's movie? Turtles, you got that grin. I think you got something in mind.
I'm thinking of the first Toy Story.
Yeah. First Toy Story?
Yeah, that one's awesome. I've watched it for the last time 2 years ago or something like that, but it's really good.
By you, Sandwich, you got a movie that you still watch to this day?
Finding Nemo. I just went to go see it in 3D like a month ago.
Finding Nemo. Now, Finding Nemo is like, what, 10 years old now?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It means you're old. That's what that means, Mr. Punkman. You're old.
I know, man.
I fell asleep through that movie when I was a kid. I remember waking up at the end, and my dad was there, so that must have been horrible for him.
Sorry, man. Finding Nemo is a good one. It's got some good humor in it. What about you, Stealthy? What's that movie that you're still watching that you're embarrassed about?
Nothing, really.
Oh, you're not embarrassed by it?
I don't watch that many movies. It's just, like, whatever my dad records on TV.
DVR, huh?
Yeah.
What about you, Punk Man? You got something that you're still watching to this day?
Actually, not too long ago, dude, I sat down and I watched Pocahontas from Netflix, dude. I like Pocahontas. That's a good movie. And it was on Netflix. I'm like, what the fuck? I'll give it
that
a shot.
That movie's a lie. That movie's a lie. I know. That's not how that shit went down.
That was good, though.
Pocahontas. Yeah. Now, see, I have that excuse now that I have a daughter, so I'm like, oh, no, she wanted to watch Robin Hood. You guys have seen the Dickens Robin Hood?
With the fox?
With the fox, yeah. For some reason, that's one of those movies that I absolutely love. And I just say, no, she really likes this movie. And so that's all I do is I watch, you know, Robin Hood all weekend. That's
I think any Disney
ones.
Movie is amazing, dude. Like, Disney movies are so good. I don't care which one it is.
My big thing about Disney movies... Oh, go ahead.
The new Wall-E. Well, it's not new. It's like 2 years old now, but... Did anyone watch that movie?
No, there's two Wall-Es now? I thought there was just the one.
No, just the one. I thought it was like 2 years ago when it ever came out.
Oh, I think it was like 7 years ago.
I think
Wall-E's super old. Let's see if we can look that up real quick. Wall-E's...
No, that one's like 3 years ago, I think. I'm looking it up, too.
5 years ago. It was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
But that's one of those ones that I've heard it has a lot of, like, adult kind of, I want to say themes, but a lot of the adult audience really likes that movie, and it's one of those ones that I haven't seen yet. And that's what I was going to say about Disney movies, is Disney movies always have parts of the movie that when you're younger, you never realize was in the movie. And it's always this adult-themed, adult joke or something like that where you watch it now,
I know
and you're
mean.
Like, did he really just say that? Are you fucking kidding me?
Like, you see those jokes, and you think, I would have never understood that as a kid. I must have just, like, blocked it out. I know what you're talking about, yeah.
If you guys get a chance, go to YouTube and type in Disney subliminal messages.
Yeah.
It's a video, dude, about, like, a bunch of different movies that have, like, hidden clips or, like, words, and, like, they're, like, subliminal messages, apparently. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, like the one that we used to always had the VHS, you know, before you had DVDs or anything was on YouTube or anything like that. And when those first were like rumors that, you know, it said sex in Lion King when he kind of puffed down. In Aladdin, when they're at the balcony and Aladdin's whispers, you know, all good teenagers take off your clothes. That kind of stuff. And I remember sitting there with, you know, the tape, you know, and you had like, you know, a little VCR and trying to hit pause and save it at that right point so you could hear it real quick. And but the biggest one, and I don't know if you guys still have Little Mermaid on VHS, because I don't think it's on the DVD anymore.
Oh, the dick.
The priest, not the cover, not the cover. On the cover,
he's a boner, dude.
On the cover, yeah. On the cover, you know, you have a dildo as part of the castle, right? But and during the wedding, when Ursula's human form, whatever, is getting married to Eric, as you can see, I watch the movie a lot, to Eric, they're walking down the aisle, and the priest gets a boner. And not only does he get a boner, yeah, and not only does he get a boner, if you listen, there's sound to the boner. And it's like, how the fuck did this make it through? And now that you guys make videos, and you sit there and you edit it and you render it, you know that you had to have seen that spot numerous times, considering the fact this is animation. You know what I mean? So you're writing cell by cell or whatever, you know, and they have this boner in there, and you can't tell me that people didn't know it was in there.
Like sound effects of it, like rubbing against whatever.
It almost sounds like you know, like wood door opening or something, like almost a creak as it's going up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you can find it on YouTube, but there's a bunch. You guys got any more that you guys know from the Disney ones like that?
No. You know, who's that chick from Roger Rabbit, dude, the redhead?
Oh, Jessica.
Oh, I love
Jessica
her.
Rabbit.
She was so hot to me, dude, growing up. I just, like, she's beautiful.
That's the first time you rubbed one off to a cartoon, huh?
No, never have been.
not the first time.
Gotta take it over the line every time, dude. Every jump
you know,
line.
You gotta see exactly where that boundary's at, and you always gotta be able to handle them.
We're talking about.
Is there a certain like TV show or cartoon that you guys are still watching to this day that is a little bit maybe below your age range, but you guys still kind of dabble in anything like that about Punk Man? You want to redeem yourself?
I don't know, man. Like sometimes I'll catch myself watching SpongeBob or like Doug. I love Doug. That cartoon on Nickelodeon back in the day, Doug was amazing. So.
You know what? I had just read something about who voices Doug, and I forget who it is, but it's someone who does some other famous voices too. What about you, Stealthy? Do you got any?
Yeah, like you said, sometimes you find yourself watching SpongeBob or what was it, Fairy Odd Parents, whatever. But generally, no, not really. But I know some people. A lot of people are watching My Little Pony now. I don't know what's up with that, but
what?
I have one of my best friends. There's like this new series. He's like, no, the other My Little Ponies suck. It's Friendship is Magic. That's the one. I'm like, okay, that is the stupidest name I've heard. But I actually was stupid enough to watch one episode because he asked me, and it's like, I don't see why everyone likes it so much personally. It's like a little kid show to me.
They have conventions now for My Little Pony called BronyCon.
They call themselves bronies, right?
Yeah, bronies. Yeah.
Yes. Now, Sandwich, does your boyfriend get into My Little Pony? Is he a brony?
No, but I do record SpongeBob, and we watch that shit like it's candy. Awesome. Anyway, my favorite
watch candy
of all time is Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Courage is good. Courage is good.
It's on Netflix.
Oh, I need to get Netflix.
You want Pocahontas, dude? It's on Netflix, too.
Well, they used to have, like, I think it was called Boomerang. Do you guys remember that? They used to have, like, all the old, like, Jetsons, Flintstones, all the old
famous
cartoons.
I used to watch Flintstones on that, and, yeah, I remember. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you have to pay for it, and I already pay for the HD package and all that shit. I'm not paying extra so I can watch 80s cartoons, you know? Turtles, you got a cartoon that you really like to watch?
Not really. I don't watch any TV anymore. I'm just playing games, and if I'm not playing games, then I'm on YouTube watching videos.
Yeah,
so
YouTube's
I don't
like the
watch
new
TV. TV anymore.
Yeah,
it really is. I find myself, you know, watching just stupid ass shit. You ever notice when you start on YouTube, right? And you'll start, you know, you're watching some Call of Duty stuff, and that kind of, you know, segues into maybe some Minecraft or some other game. And next thing you know, you're watching fucking cats run up against the wall for 15 minutes. You're like, what? Where the fuck did I go wrong?
Yeah, you end up watching like vlogs and like room setups, and then sometimes you get those weird videos. Has anyone seen a video where you had like these weird people, and this guy has like literally like a metal pole like tied to his waist, and he starts whacking
like,
it. And he starts whacking it against some like wardrobe. You guys gotta search. I'm gonna try to find it for you. It's the weirdest video I've ever seen, and I don't know what kind of type of people do that, but it was scary, and the emotions on his face. Oh my god.
Yeah, there's definitely some crazy shit. But to go ahead and touch back on the voice of Doug, do you guys watch Futurama? Ever seen Futurama?
Yeah.
Fry is also the voice of Doug. And also, trying to think what else. He did Stimpy. He was also the voice of Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy, dude.
Oh,
that was
my God. Yeah, those
are back when, like, cartoon... Ren and Stimpy was really edgy for a cartoon. Like,
it was fucked up, really, for kids to watch.
Yeah, like, one of those first cartoons where your parents were like, you can't watch Ren and Stimpy. That, like, Beavis and Butthead kind of started, you know? Simpsons a little bit, but Ren and Stimpy was, like, really kind of where the first time I can remember is, you know, one of my friend's parents saying, you guys can't watch Ren and Stimpy. I'm like, it's on fucking Nickelodeon, you asshole. Come on, bitch.
My favorite character from Ren and Stimpy is that old guy, is that old fat guy that, like, his body parts are falling off and, like, his ears sliding down his face and his nose is falling off, dude. It's just so messed up and demented.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. You know, I miss those kind of cartoons. We don't have those kind of, you know, ones that are still, now it's you know, there's a pretty clear cut on the cartoons that are meant for adults and the cartoons that are meant for children. And back then, it was kind of that gray area. Have you guys seen that, like, Adventure Time? I think it's called Adventure Time.
I was going to mention that. It's really weird.
Yeah, it's fucking goofy. I follow a lot of Rooster Teeth. If you guys don't know who Rooster Teeth is, they do Red versus Blue. They also do a lot of Achievement Hunter and some other stuff like that. And they were kind of talking about it. So I went and checked it out. And it is like these people made this stuff on acid. You're like... Am I supposed to be under the influence of some kind of mind-altering drugs?
What kind of drug do I need to
understand this? Just so I'm on the same page. I just need to know what's going on. Maybe a little tagline in the beginning saying, hey, before you do this, you know, 15, 20 minutes before, take such and such or something like that. And, yeah, it's just – it's definitely goofy, and I like it, though. I like it when cartoons are just completely out of this world, and I like to see how kids react to it as well. Just because when there's no substance there, they just fucking absorb that shit.
You know, on Family Guy, they like those little like side clip shows, things like random videos will be in the TV show. One of my favorite ones is when actually we're talking about Walt Disney earlier, but like it shows Walt Disney drawing, and like Minnie Mouse is there, and she's like, he's like, all right, drop him, and like she's like this covered up, and she's crying, and she's like, do I have to? He's like, you want to be famous, don't you? And then, like, her panties drop, and he's like, oh, yeah, yeah. Like, that's so fucked up, but it's hilarious at the same time.
That is fucking funny. To go ahead and kind of change gears a little bit from the whole cartoon, I got a couple of scenario questions that I kind of want to ask you guys. The first one is going to be that if you could go back in time to any point in time, where would you go? Turtles?
I don't know. I don't know if I want to go back in time, because at any point in the history, you have the same stuff that you have right now. So if you say, I don't know, I want to play with... Now, okay, I guess that's not true. If you want to play with dinosaurs, you can do that right now, but I don't think you want to do that. I don't know. I don't really want to go back.
Yeah, dinosaurs really aren't domestic pets. That's not something you want, you know, outside your house.
By a turtle.
So you have no particular point in time that you'd like to go back to kind of visit?
No, I'd rather go to the future.
Rather go to the future. What about you, Sandwich?
Okay, so I was kind of thought process about time traveling. If you go back in time to change something and you change it, when you live your life, you're not going to need to go back in time at that certain point that you did, so really you're not changing anything because you won't be able to change it because it's not there then. So I don't think you would really be able to go back and change anything because of that. And I'm only 20, so I don't think there's much I want to change because I haven't really experienced life at all. So
she's getting all deep on us and shit.
That was a deep and
philosophical and talk about space-time continuum and butterfly effect. All right, Stealthy, any point in time you'd like to go back to?
Well, I always talk about this. Like, it'd be awesome if you were, like, 3 or something again, because if you think of it, you didn't have a care in the world. Like, I used to watch, like, my mom and my grandma just clean up the house and stuff, and you just run around and do whatever. Now, the thing is, you wouldn't even know that you rewind it, so basically you'd have to live, like, the boring parts of your life all over again, and maybe I'm doing it right now. We all could. I don't know, but thinking of it, you'd have to do everything all over again if you went back in time. So, yeah.
How about you, Punk Man?
There's two things I would probably want to go try to change or see. The first one would be, like, I want to go see the invasion of Normandy on D-Day. Like, I just want to, like, experience that whole thing, because that one day was, like, the turning point of history, dude. Like when we entered World War II, and then it was the first day we started to take down Hitler and everything. So that to me is like would be an experience, a witness, I guess. Besides, you know, all the death and everything. Second thing, I would probably want to go back and try to stop September 11th from happening. You know, telling those TSA guys, hey, we don't like these guys in the plane, because that one day changed, you know, pretty much security for us in our airports. It made us go into wars and all that bullshit. So personally, those 2 days, if I could go back and experience them, maybe change them, I would try to do my best to, like, prevent those from happening, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess, you know what, when I was thinking of it, I was thinking of going back a little bit further back, almost to, like, the ancient Egyptians, and so you can actually see how the pyramids were created or how things were back then. But Turtles does bring up a pretty valid point. I can't even go to the bathroom without taking my phone. How in hell would I be living in Egypt when I'm like, no, just give me a McDouble or whatever, and they're like, we don't have that. Here's some fucking rice to eat. I don't think I would transition very well, you know. But I would just like to be kind of like the historical side, but nothing that I'd like to be back there in a permanent basis. You know? Just let me visit for a little bit and come back. Because, yeah. Like I said, you're not going to have the technological advances that we have now. And I think all of us in here, as you can see, we're all on YouTube and fucking doing webcams and shit like that. We're kind of techno nerds, so we definitely need that kind of stuff. To kind of go ahead and spin off that. Now, if you can assassinate one person throughout history, one person, who would it be?
God.
Who wants to go first? Anyone got one popping in their head?
You go first.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
If I had to assassinate one person in history, you know, it's kind of a turd toss here between, you know, I'd really hate North Korea at this point in time, and I probably would have took out, not Kim Jong-un is the one we have there right now, right?
Yeah, he's the son.
Kim Jong-il was the one we just had. What was his dad's name? Kim Jong, whatever the hell. His dad. I probably would take his dad out to go ahead and nip that shit in the butt right off the bat.
Yeah.
But before that, the other one that I would probably like to take out would probably be Hitler, just because in the immediate, just the amount of people that died over that, and just the World War, you know, II kind of outbreak that happened, you know, across the entire Europe and Russia, and everybody was involved, all because you kind of had this one guy. I guess you could kind of lump in Mussolini and also Gorbachev. Am I saying that right? I think that's Russian, right? All three of them were kind of having
Stalin.
This.
Yeah,
I mean Stalin
from later on.
And yeah, but just the, you know, that small group was able to pretty much brainwash all these assholes and kill so many people. I'd like to see one of those guys dead. Anyone else got an answer? You guys come up with something?
Yeah, I'm probably going to go with Hitler too, since I live in Europe and he took my country. So
fuck him, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to go with Hitler.
I'd say Bin Laden, just because, I mean, if you watch videos on YouTube, the people waving the flags around and, like, jumping off the cliff, what am I talking about, off the skyscraper, that's crazy. And, yeah, I think my uncle, he missed his train to work, and, like, if he got on the train... He was, like, late. If he got on that train, he would have been, like, it would have stopped right by where 9/11 happened. So he's pretty lucky that he missed that train. So, yeah, I think I was stopping from the whole terrorism thing.
Sam, what's your punk man?
Speaking of that, my uncle was in the first Twin Tower that got hit the day before that happened. He came home that day prior, which was really weird. But anyway, I would probably, this is recent though, it's not far back, sorry Jews and everybody, I'm not Hitler or whatever, but I would probably attack Kony. He's a complete douchebag, and I have a lot of friends from Africa who had to go through his shit, so.
You said Kony?
Yeah, she said Joseph Kony.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. How about you, punk man?
I don't know. That's a tough question, dude. And I was trying to think about it, and I would have to say with Hitler, you know, that guy was a total fuck nut, and it blows my mind how someone could just like try to wipe out an entire race of people, you know, like a religion, and just how do you get in that mindset of doing that, you know, like wanting to do that to somebody, and I don't know. He would have to be my number one choice, I would say.
I just don't understand how, okay, you have that mindset that you want to do this. How do you get so many people to play along? Now, well, I understand Germany was kind of, you know, in a pretty bad depression after World War I because of, you know, everything they had to pay back. But right. They still had to see what was going on, right?
It is like,
but they were scared because they would have got, the whole Nazis probably would have killed them, right? Because, I mean, I remember in the votes they were all rigged, weren't they? Like, if you didn't vote for Hitler, I think 99.9% or something like that, that's what we learned in history, or else the Nazis would have just went on.
Well, I remember, like, reading this thing about, I'm like a big World War II guy, I love that kind of stuff, and I remember there was this thing about Joseph Stalin that he had his people so scared that when you used to walk into, like, a room for, like, a meeting, people would clap for him, but, like, everyone was so scared to stop clapping the first one because, you know, something would happen to him. So they had to ring a bell after, like, 5 minutes to let people know, okay, it's okay to stop clapping now because they had that much power and brainwash over people. And he actually had people erased from, like, history back in Russia. You know, he did.
Oh, my God.
Oh, how inappropriate.
But, oh, Coney.
Now, to go ahead and kind of and touch base on the whole Coney thing, is after that video came out, that video went super viral with the guy and it kind of bringing it to light exactly what was going on and how he was kind of recruiting a lot of these young kids. And it was, the young kids are recruited on both sides of the armies, but it kind of made huge segues. A lot of money was being raised, everything. And then the director of the film, he went all crazy and was he whacking off in the street or just running around naked in the street? But he went a little bit off the deep end. And after that, the entire Coney movement just kind of really kind of died.
Now yeah, that kind of went downhill after that.
Yeah, do you know an update, anything on that, where it stands right now?
No, there's not really been updates. The site has been, every once in a while, it'll put up something that's like a motivational, like, you know, Coney's an asshole. I mean, they don't say that, but pretty much it's good what they have, and that's it. They don't really, nothing's really happening anymore, which sucks.
But. Didn't they send in like 50,000 troops? What happened to that?
I don't know. I don't know what happened afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of it just lost all of its air. All the air just kind of come rushing out of it after that whole ordeal kind of happened, where people were no longer putting on the news. Him kind of making an ass of himself in the street was bigger news than actually trying to figure out what exactly happened and how they could go ahead and stop this and save lives. Which is kind of a sad truth behind some viral campaigns.
Yeah.
To go ahead, I guess we'll go on, jump on a little bit of a, you know, not so serious topic as Joseph Coney there. Now, my question for you guys are, you guys get one superpower, and I might have asked you guys this last week, actually. One superpower that you can use, what is it? Funkman?
I would say fly, man. I'd be so badass to fucking fly anywhere you want to go. I'd be down to do that.
You want to fly, huh?
Yeah.
See, my only thing with flying only takes care of one thing. It gets you somewhere faster. Right?
Why you got to ruin it for me, man? Why do you got to ruin it for me? I like it.
I'm just trying to poke holes. I see what kind of fight back you had. I mean,
all right. You know what? How about super strength? Is that better?
Oh, I go with some super strength. I'm just saying, okay. Flying is purely for transport reasons, right? You might be able to get here and there faster, and I can see how that'd be a big deal at certain points of time. But now it's like, you know what? I'll take the plane. You'll beat me there by a couple hours. But what are you going to do once you fly? You know, hey, all right, I fly.
Dude, how about this? I'll get off the plane, and then I'll beat your ass in my super strength. Is that better?
There you go. Stealthy, do you have a superpower that you would like to have?
I was thinking about this, and I think reading minds would be the best, because, like, say if you like the girl or if whatever, you can always just read a mind and then like that. And then thinking of flying on a serious note, if we want to go deep here, I mean, if somebody just saw some random guy flying around in the sky, first off, that's not really much of a power, because you can't do anything about, like what he said, with flying. And then second off, the military would probably try to shoot you down or something for that. Be like news reports and crap. So I think read minds, you could just keep that to yourself, and that'd be pretty awesome.
North Korea's missiles, some flying, you know, little Korean guy.
Yeah. They'll probably end up doing that.
How about you, Sam, what you got a superpower that you'd like to have?
I don't know. Everyone's missing the flying. I think that if I flew, I'd probably get extremely fat because I wouldn't walk anywhere.
Leave it to a girl to come from the how she would appearance look. Now, if I'm flying, I'm not really burning the calories. How do you know, flying is burns more calories than swimming?
Did anyone see Chronicle?
Chronicle's a new Superman show, right?
The one before that, the 2012 film, when those guys got those powers and they went, it all went bad.
I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah, when they videotaped themselves the whole time. Yeah, did anyone watch that?
No.
No, I haven't seen it.
No.
There was some scene where they were flying up in the clouds, and that looked like the funnest thing ever. But then again, that's not helpful.
I got Thunderbolt, but, it was fun.
I don't know what means, man. If people say flying, dude, I'm telling you, it's popular.
I don't know. I mean, if there's huge flood or some sort of thunderstorm, you could just fly upward or take your family and fly upward over the clouds, over the storm, or to some high place. And
you'd also need super strength then.
So your superpower is getting high. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. Or you could just
high. No.
You said never mind. Turtles, what would your superpower be?
Mine would be time control. You can pretty much do this exact same as Stealthy says. If you like a girl, you can read her mind. Now you can just ask it, and if she says no, you go back in time before you ask it. Have the same thing, and you can just
never slow waste time your time. Down. Watch a video on YouTube. Waste the time. Just rewind it.
You know the video. Control. You can go back in time, and you still know the video. So time control is the best one ever. And you can beat up a punk man with a super strength. You just pause. You beat him up. Press play or whatever, and he's beating up and.
Like so you that my ass click movie.
24 hours.
Yeah.
Movie.
Click.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of like that. You gotta go to Bed Bath and Beyond or whatever it is. now mine, the secret power that I would come up with a superpower would be persuasion. I definitely would go with persuasion. Just because I feel like you could kind of get whatever you wanted I guess I don't have so, kind of evil thoughts in mind. If I want to get this TV for free, I'll just say, hey, you're going to give me this TV for free. It happens. To go ahead and talk about your whole women's stance of it. If there's a girl you really like, and you can say, hey, you like me, and she likes you. This is the persuasion. You can do whatever you want. If I guess you can't persuade Mother Nature. What's that?
Hypnosis, then.
Have you guys ever been hypnotized?
No.
I can't say I have.
No. Now, my wife's senior year prom, they had a hypnosis or whatever you want.
Hypnotist.
They had they had a hypnotist there, and so they kind of do this whole thing, and it's after prom, so it's already late as fuck, and he's doing this, you're getting sleepy, and all this shit, and he tried hypnotizing everyone. It didn't work for me. Some of those people walked up there, and you're like, you're fucking faking it, you little bitch, but I've seen some really funny videos of people kind of being hypnotized, and some of the people who get hypnotized, it was actually what I seen was a video of a UFC guy, so he's like an MMA fighter. And he kind of explained getting hypnotized is just like you getting a chokeout. You kind of wake up and you have no clue what's kind of going on, and you think everybody's staring at you. I thought that was kind of interesting. You guys have any kind of pass out type stories, with or without alcohol? I guess. Now, come on now, you guys are college people here, right?
It's not legal for me to say anything. I'm only 20.
Well, theoretically, you were drunk, and this might have happened.
All right. Theoretically, me and five of my friends passed out on the street one time.
Oh, well, at least you didn't get caught. Now, normally, if you have a group of drunk people, you always have that one friend that you know is going to be able to take care of you, right? Isn't that kind of the rule? When you go out and you're bar hopping or anything like that, if you're going out, you're having a good time, you always have that one friend that when shit hits the fan, he's going to make sure you end up home right. You guys didn't have somebody. You didn't have that safety cell, right?
It was usually me. But,
you blew it.
It's my birthday, so.
Oh, well, they, now, on your birthday, they can't expect you to be, the, you know, the person that takes care of everybody.
Yeah, I know.
And that's why you ended up sleeping in the street.
Yeah, we kind of rolled to the grass a little bit, like five, but.
What time did you guys wake up, or how did you wake up?
We were all, like, in a ball together on the side of the street.
You know, that's how snakes have sex. They all come in a ball and everything. You guys ever seen the pictures of the snakes? So you guys are all in a ball cuddling because you guys are freaking freezing, right?
Yeah, we froze our asses off.
How about you, Mr. Punk Man? You got any kind of good pass-out story or anything like that?
I can't say that I do, man. You know, I'm pretty, I can recall. Like, I don't recall ever passing out or anything like that. So.
Is this because you don't drink very often, or is this because you just can handle your alcohol?
I think because I can handle my alcohol, man. Really, and plus I don't drink very often anyways. Because once you turn 21, it gets boring, just like everything else. So.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I drank a lot when I was 20, 21, but that was also when I was working at a sports bar. Yeah. And turn 21, you do drink for a little bit right after you turn 21. You almost feel that you need to order something alcoholic whenever you go to a restaurant.
It's true.
Like, oh, I'm here for breakfast. Can I have a whiskey on the rocks or something like that? Just because you're like, hey, you want to see my date of birth? You want to see my ID? I'm 21. I'm 21. Yeah. And, but as far as, like, good pass-out stories, the only one I think of is on my 21st birthday. As you guys all know, you go out on your 21st birthday, and people are going to have shots lined up for you, drinks lined up for you. And that's kind of what happened. And next thing you know, I wake up and I'm on a garbage bag, like right as I walk in at my mom's house. And I wasn't like staying at my mom's house at that time. And there's puke all over my mom's van. I have no clue how it got there. And I'm just passed out on the floor. I got no puke on me, no puke anywhere on the ground or anything like that. So I thought I made it good, and then we opened the door, and my mom's like, look at the fuck in my van! Look at my van! And I'm like, it wasn't me, you know. So how about you, Turtles? You got any good kind of stories there for you? I know you said you have to get running here a little bit.
We can drink at 16, up to 15%, and when you're 18, you can drink pretty much anything. So I really haven't had anything too much. I've puked a couple of times, but not really interesting stories.
Now, okay, since you guys have such a lower limit for your age limit on drinking, another quick question, since you guys also have legal drugs there, is it the same age limit on the drugs, or the drugs 18 or 21?
Drugs is 18.
Okay, do you guys still have the teenage drinking problem that we kind of have here in the U.S.?
What's the problem in the U.S. then?
It just seems like in the U.S. there are a lot of underage people who go out and get really, really trashed and everything like that. And now driving, can you guys drive at 16 or is it 18?
18.
Do you guys have less DUIs, less accidents that are related to any kind of alcohol consumption or anything like that since the age limit is younger?
I don't hear a lot about DUIs and stuff like that. So I'm just going to guess that it isn't really happening that much. None of my friends had any or something like that, or I haven't heard stories from people who had one, so I maybe our thing helps.
I guess that's the whole drugs license. Yeah, the whole trauma side of me, I look at those kind of statistics all day, so I want to know what percentage of people are drunk when they get in an accident. I guess this is kind of the first thing my brain goes towards. And I know Germany's drinking age is 16, and driving age is 18, they have a pretty low, you know, rate of anyone driving while under the, you know, under any kind of influence of alcohol. And also, you're allowed to walk a lot of places. So, now, there's a meme floating around. Do you guys go on the Chive? I know I bring up the Chive, like, every fucking week, and you guys are all sitting there and be like, you're a fucking idiot. There's, like, a meme on there, and it's got that, that the Netherlands is kind of like the Tour de France, a bunch of high people on drugs riding around on bicycles. Do you guys have a lot of bicycles around there?
Yeah, it's our main transport. I went to my old school, my high school, well, it's sort of like high school, and some exchange students came, and they saw all our bikes, and they were just taking pictures of our bikes. They were amazed by how much bikes we had, and I thought it was kind of funny.
Either that or they were just all high on the drugs and the bikes were what they were looking at. Probably that one, right? All right, let's go ahead and kind of wrap up. I got one question right here, and then we're going to go ahead and wrap up here. I want to know what you guys' most impressive man-made monument. What do you guys think it is? You guys got any ideas of this, any kind of historical man-made monument?
I like the American one where they're all holding up the flag, all the, like the five soldiers.
Iwo Jima?
Iwo Jima?
Yeah, I think that one seems legit. That's...
Now, that is not on U.S. soil, is it?
Do they, yeah, it is. It's in Washington.
Is it in Washington? Don't they have one?
The monument's in Washington.
Do they have one that's actually at the mountain, though? Or mountain?
I don't know, man.
No, I couldn't remember if they had like a replica that was actually up there or not. But you're going to go with Iwo Jima, kind of signifying that we were winning World War II.
Yeah.
Okay, you're okay. Wrong. What about you, Mr. Punkman? You said you're a historical man.
Well, I guess I've never seen the Great Wall of China, but I heard it's amazing to see, man. I mean, just for back in that time period to build that fucking wall that long, many miles up and down those mountains, that'd be kind of cool to see or, you know, experience, I would say. But I would have to say, and with D.C., I'd probably go with the World War II Memorial. It's pretty cool. I really like that one a lot.
World War II Memorial.
Yeah.
What about you, Sandwich? What you want to see?
I took humanity this semester, and I gotta tell you, those pyramids, they're just awesome. People, what they had to go through to make them is just unreal. And I don't know, I just love those pyramids. They're huge. It's crazy all the deaths that people were actually built into the pyramids when they died and stuff.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same ballpark, but we'll go, let's see what Turtles says first. What do you think, Turtles? Historical landmarks or historical, you know, what's the biggest monument you've seen or you would like to see? He's gone.
You pissed him off, dude. You don't want to answer
questions. Oh, here he is. I like that one. The blank screen.
What monument do you want to see?
What monument? I really want to see the Statue of Liberty. I really want to see that. Yeah. I heard it's really big, and I'd like to see it in person. But I'm actually going to go, because I have to go and stand up at 5:15 in the morning tomorrow. So.
All right, have fun at work, man.
See you later.
Okay.
See you, bro.
Now, I do believe, is there two Statues of Liberties, correct?
Is that,
you guys know anything about this?
Never heard of that.
You never heard of that? you know how we got the Statue of Liberty, correct?
Yeah, from France.
It's a gift from France, and the guy who actually designed it is Eiffel, same guy who designed the Eiffel Tower. And I do believe there's actually a smaller one in France. I guess I could Google search that. I'm not
positive.
I'll
do it right now.
They're trying those drugs from the Netherlands.
I'm gonna do it right now.
Hey, I went to college. I had a good time in college. I'm not gonna deny that. Enjoy it while you still can. Because after college, life kind of I shouldn't say it sucks. I'm happy where I'm at. But yeah, it's definitely a whole lot more stressful now. You know, I'm not worried
college.
About.
I have too many more years left. I don't want to be here. Go ahead.
No, I found it right here, guys. It's like in front of the Eiffel Tower. It's like a little miniature one. And it's got like some trees next to it. I wish there's like a way I could like screen share.
I think there is, but we'll work on it a different day. But yeah, there is another one in France. Or
it's like a replica, like a tiny one. It's nothing like serious, like New York.
Steel trap. It's a steel trap up here. Actually, I think I might have gotten that from a National Treasure or something like that. Isn't that one of the National Treasures? My wife watched that show nonstop. But what I was going to go ahead and ask you real quick there, Sam, which is, what are you majoring in?
Oh, I'm kind of proud to say this. I get my bachelor's in biomedical molecular science.
Wow.
Oh, okay. What do you want to do with that? You're going to go into research? Okay. Now, are you going to do your graduate school at the same spot you're going now?
Yeah, I moved here to Oklahoma because to go to RSU, represent. Anyway, my boyfriend got a job. He's a pharmaceutical sales rep, and he got a job here. And I just got my associate, and we just said, let's move, because I wanted to go to OU anyway for pharmacy. So I'll get my bachelor's at this school, and then I'm going to go to OU for my master's.
There you go. That's definitely the field to go in. I'm not going to lie. I don't like pharmaceutical companies. with your husband working in the pharmaceutical company, you get to see how big of a hand they play in the medical field.
It
is absolutely crazy. Like I guess I've kind of ran it a few times before that United States is one of the few countries that actually promotes prescription drugs to their general public. I think you should have education to be talking about the drugs and not go ask your doctor. And then just the whole see the pharmaceutical companies really pay for everything in medical or in the medical field. They're the ones that are paying for a majority of these meetings, these conferences. They always get a drug rep to go ahead and sponsor it, to go ahead and give a brief description of whatever, you know, it's whether or not it's a medical device they're trying to sell or a medication or anything like that. And it's part of the reason why the spending, you know, of American healthcare is so out of control, is because you have a lot of people making a lot of money on this. And they're legal drugs that people absolutely need on. Does your husband talk about the gray market at all on the medical prescription drugs?
He does from time to time. It's hard because I shadowed a pharmacy that he's working for quite a bit, and when I'm there, they don't really like to talk about it, people that work in the pharmacy. But then when I come home, Pat likes to talk about it, and it seems like, I don't know, it's a gray area for everybody else talking about the gray area because they just don't really want to talk about it.
Yeah, it's almost something that everybody knows is there, but doesn't want to address it. And it just is one of those things where there's no way that people should be taking medications off the shelves for these hospitals and then upping the charge on them so everyone else has to pay this exorbitant cost. And most of the time these medications are cancer medications or pain medications, stuff that hospitals absolutely need. But that's not something that we're going to be able to solve shortly. Is there any other questions you guys wanted to go ahead and ask or any other issues you guys like to address before we go ahead and wrap it up?
I'm good.
You're good. Stealthy, good. You got anything you want to add?
No.
What about you, Samich?
Does anyone want to talk about Mob of the Dead at all? Sorry, I stuttered.
I played one round of Mob of the Dead. I do like it. I do like it, but I don't like zombies. I can't get into zombies. I'm having that issue.
Yes.
I like zombies. It's just that the Mob of the Dead is getting me angry because they added so much shit.
Oh, it's ridiculous. I can't find my way around that map. It's unbelievable how many doors there is. It's like a maze. And there's all these new power-ups, but there's this one really badass one I got, and it's like a tomahawk. But when you throw it, it comes back to you after 3 seconds, and it's like insta-kill on zombies. So when you're cornered, you can just throw the tomahawk, and it's amazing.
Is it a boomerang?
Yeah, it's basically like a boomerang, but it looks like a tomahawk, and it's like glowing red, and there's like all these crazy Easter eggs.
Yeah. You haven't got down on any zombies yet, Punkman?
I haven't had a chance to play the new maps, guys, so... Yeah.
My bad. Well, yeah, don't I feel like an asshole now. Well, I like, you know, the new map. It's kind of cool, but it's... Zombies just takes too long for me. I only get a couple hours here and there to be able to play.
Hours of gameplay now, whereas it used to be like 15 minutes when it came out. But yeah, I'm thinking about uploading some gameplay, like a little clip in between, just using the Thompson.
Yeah, definitely. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up there right there, guys. That's going to conclude Episode 5 of the Whiskey Bravo Squad. Make sure you guys go ahead and check us out. This will be available on iTunes. It will probably be available maybe late tonight, probably early tomorrow. Make sure you guys go ahead and check out our special guest, and it's I don't want to mess up your name here. It's You Make Me a Damn Sandwich at YouTube.com. Correct? I make that right? I skip one. And then also, make sure you guys check out Not Very Stealthy at YouTube.com. I hope you guys had a good time. If you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, make sure you leave it in the comment section below. Make sure you guys hit that like button, hit subscribe, and we'll see you guys later.